पिछले हफ्ते सिडनी और मेलबर्न में ऑस्ट्रेलिया इंडिया यूथ डायलॉग का 10वां संस्करण संपन्न हुआ। इसमें भारत और ऑस्ट्रेलिया से करीब 50 युवा पीढ़ी के प्रतिभाशाली लोग शामिल हुए थे, जिन्होंने दोनों देशों के रिश्तों को मजबूत करने पर 4 दिन तक बातचीत की। 2012 से हर साल होने वाला ये डायलॉग महामारी के कारण पिछले 2 सालों से नहीं हो पा रहा था, मगर सीमा प्रतिबंधों के खुलने के बाद इस साल ये फिर से ऑस्ट्रेलिया में आयोजित किया गया। आपको बता दें, 10वां साल मना रहा इस साल के डायलॉग ने अपना पहला इमर्जिंग लीडर्स रिट्रीट कार्यक्रम भी आयोजित किया, जिसमें 20 पूर्व डेलीगेट्स शामिल थे। 4 जून को ऑस्ट्रेलिया इंडिया यूथ डायलॉग का गाला डिनर मेलबर्न में सोफिटल होटल में हुआ था, जिसको संबोधित करने के लिए पूर्व प्रधानमंत्री टोनी एबट और ऑस्ट्रेलियाई हाई कमिश्नर ऑफ इंडिया बैरियो फेरल आए थे। टोनी एबट ने इस समूह को ऑस्ट्रेलिया और भारत के बीच बढ़ते रिश्ते को लेकर कहा,
Today's trade between China and Australia, notwithstanding all the boycotts, is still $200 billion a year. It is more than 1,500 times, think of that, it is more than 1,500 times greater now in 2022 than it was back in 1975. So in less than 50 years, our trade with China has grown from a couple of hundred million dollars to $200 billion. And frankly, I see no reason why it couldn't be just as remarkable with India. Because let me tell you, India is the world's emerging democratic superpower. Indeed, it is now, I believe, an emerged democratic superpower at a time when an extra democratic superpower is more needed than ever. And I am very confident that in 50 years' time, if there is still a free world, if there is a leader of the free world, it's at least as likely to be the Prime Minister of India who is that person. I think that the potential of India is just so great. And India was always a more natural partner for Australia than China. There's not just the 100,000 Indian students at any one time here in Australia, and it's wonderful that we now have thousands of Australian students going to India, including 800 at any one time from Monash University, thank you Sharon, under the new Colombo Plan, which was one of the early successes of the Abbott government. And Julie Bishop and I don't always see eye to eye, but I've got to say, that was a splendid achievement on her part. It was her idea. I was happy to embrace it because it was so obviously a good idea, and it's come wonderfully to fruition. There's almost 1 million Australians of Indian background. We share democracy, the rule of law, to a considerable extent the English language, and of course we have a shared passion for sport, which is one of the great glues between people in different countries. But as has been said earlier by Barry, it is up to us to make this relationship work. Government can talk, but people do. Government can plan, but people can realise the potential in all of these plans. The world doesn't change because governments say the world must change. The world changes person by person. And if we are to build on the already strong links between Australia and India, and if we are to create the kind of economic partnership between our two countries that both of us really need, it's because the people in this room do more. Who better to deal with India from Australia than the Indian Australians who understand India best? Who better to deal from India with Australia than the Indian people who already have personal contacts in this country? So it is very much in our hands. And I've got to say, looking at this room, looking at this audience, thinking of the people who have been in this audience before, I am full of confidence that it is in the best possible hands. I know how much effort Australian businesses, Australian leaders invested in the China relationship from the 1980s until very recently. I know how successful that relationship was until China changed, or at least the Chinese government had changed under Xi Jinping. If we put anything like the same effort into the India relationship that's been put into the China relationship, literally the sky is the limit. Now, I have said, let me say it again, I want to commit a very large part of my post-parliamentary life to fostering this relationship. I will be incredibly disappointed if one way or another I can't get to India at least twice a year for the rest of my active life. But looking at you, I can see far more life left in you than there is in me. And frankly, when I see you and I see your capability and I see your potential, I am confident that we can make a difference. It won't just be good for Australia, it won't just be good for India, it will be good for the wider world.
और वहीं ऑस्ट्रेलियन हाई कमिश्नर बैरी ओ'फेरल ने भी इस समूह को ऑस्ट्रेलिया और भारत के संबंधों को लेकर अधिक आशा जताई। उन्होंने बताया,
95% of India's exports will enter Australia entirely without tariffs or quotas, and 85% of Australia's exports will enter India entirely without tariffs and quotas. And this includes a large range of agricultural exports, and given the sensitivity of this, it really is a tribute to the goodwill on both sides that we've been able to do such a wonderful deal. And you know, of all the deals that were negotiated by the government that came into office in 2013, this is actually by far the most significant.
हर साल दोनों देशों का प्रतिनिधित्व करने वाले 15 प्रतिभाशाली युवा लोग आदान प्रदान और साझेदारी को बढ़ावा देने के लिए इस युवा नेतृत्व वाले संवाद में भाग लेते हैं। इस साल भारत से आए लोगों में शामिल थे बीजेपी की तेजस्वी सूर्या, नॉर्थ ईस्ट के अवार्ड विनिंग मार्क स्टोन, नॉवलिस्ट बिलाल सिद्दीकी, पैराप्लेजिक स्विमर मोहम्मद शेख, इकोनॉमिस्ट राहुल बजूरिया, इंडियन मेंबर ऑफ पार्लियामेंट हीबी एडन, अवार्ड विनिंग जर्नलिस्ट मनीषा पांडे और ऑस्ट्रेलिया की तरफ से प्रतिनिधित्व करने वाले 15 लोगों में शामिल थे पॉलिटिकल एडवाइजर अमन गौर, इलेक्टोरल ऑफिसर सारा ग्रीनबॉम, यूथ एक्टिविस्ट और लेखक जहरा अल हिलाली, न्यू साउथ वेल्स हेल्थ से जुड़ी डॉक्टर सरीशा कुनेरो, सीनियर ह्यूमन राइट्स मैनेजर लॉरा मैकमनस और डेंटल एजुकेशन स्पेशलिस्ट और लेक्चरर गरिमा प्रसाद।